Well, welcome to Soul Train, the sports and fitness show on WGXC 90.7 FM. And today we have with us special guest Kyla Campetta, who's a personal trainer and has a bachelor's degree in sports medicine. And welcome to WGXC, Kyla.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being here. I imagine that because of the New Year's, a lot of people made resolutions to get fit. A lot of listeners out there are probably couch potatoes, and they've decided that they want to get fit. And as a personal trainer, how do you think people should go about starting to get fit if they've been sedentary for a long time?
Sure. I would say to gradually progress into a program. Pick something you like, whether it's dance, it's the gym, it's walking, hiking, anything of that sort. Maybe find a friend that can do it with you. Or, of course, a guidance like a personal trainer would always work. Anything to kind of get you going. Pick something slowly and then kind of get into it. Don't jump right in so you get discouraged. Kind of gradually build. Start a routine and see how long you can keep that and keep it variety, keep it fun. And
well, let's talk about excuses for a little while. I brought this up on my last show, actually, and I think a lot of people blame their busy lives for
sure.
Not being able to exercise. And I've heard that a lot of people who join gyms actually never show up.
Right.
Or they show up once in a while.
Right.
So there's some kind of psychology involved, like the process of joining a gym makes you feel like you're getting fit.
Definitely.
But newsflash, folks, you aren't. So you're talking about breaking into something gradually. And, you know, let's say a person is very overweight right now and they mm-hmm. haven't exercised in a number of years and they're afraid they're going to, you know, hurt their knee
right.
or they're going to have a heart attack.
Right.
I mean, what do you have to say about that?
I would say start with a slow pace walk and start with your daily activities, changing those routines. Rather than join the gym and go right towards a treadmill, maybe park further away from the grocery store when you go shopping so you get that little bit more of a walk-in, or walk to your mailbox instead of when you drive by, stop the car and pick up the mail. Small things in your everyday life that can change the way you kind of move. You'll move a little bit more. Instead of watching TV for hours at night, you can get up, move around, take a walk, walk your dog.
Yeah, I would imagine that if you're going to Walmart, which is a popular destination in this area, you could park your car as far from the door as possible and walk
sure.
on over.
Sure.
And if you're in a building that has an elevator,
mm-hmm.
take the stairs.
Yes, of course.
But let's say there's a person who may not be unfit, but they want to get their fitness level up to
mm-hmm.
a higher level, and they may be overweight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are people out there who have to move around and lift things to earn a living, but
right.
they're not getting involved in any aerobic activity.
Mm-hmm.
And aerobic activity is good because anytime you get your heart rate up above the average and sweat a little bit, it's good for you.
Right.
And some I've heard people say, especially housewives, for example,
mm-hmm.
well, you know, I'm scrubbing the floors and I'm doing this at home, and that's
right.
that's adequate. I get my exercise that way. But that's not really true.
No,
is it?
No. You need a little bit more. So maybe in between scrubbing your floors, you could do some push-ups or, you know, throw some things in there, run your stairs a few times, play with your baby. There's tons of baby exercises out there for new moms or stay-at-home moms. Use your baby, you know, use their body weight and your body weight. You don't need really any equipment, which is the beauty of fitness. You can use just your body weight. our bodies are amazing things and they can do tons of things and build muscles just by using themselves. Anything at home, you could use a chair to step up on if you don't have stairs, anything to get your cardio boost going, jump roping, jumping jacks, anything like that will work as well.
Yeah, my last show was about pulling that bicycle out of the attic that you haven't used in a long time.
Right.
So what is the actual scientific advantage to elevating your heart rate and sweating a little bit? And how long and how often do you have to do something like that to get any real gain from it?
Sure. Well, your max heart rate, in order to find that, is 220 minus your age. Once you find your max heart rate, in order to burn fat, you want to be right as close to that maximum heart rate as possible. And some of the benefits, not only for your cutting fat and losing weight, are also just for your heart to work better. You'll have a stronger heart. It'll be easier to pump blood out of there, which in return will decrease your chances of a heart attack or heart disease, or decrease, you know, the blood flow. So you'll be able to pump blood faster. Your heart won't work as hard. So that in turn makes you a healthier person, easier to move around. You don't get winded as often or easy. You can do things better with a better blood flow and easier.
I would imagine that as you get into the later part of your life, the fact that your heart and your body are in the best physical condition possible would probably be an advantage to you as illnesses develop.
Sure.
As they normally do in older people. So you do give yourself a little edge.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about, do you have experience in gyms?
Yes.
Okay. So the average person that joins a gym and who tells you that they've never been in a gym before and they've never done anything athletic, how do you get going with them in a gym setting?
Sure. I bring them in, talk to them for a little bit about their goals, any injuries, any aches and pains they might have. And then I kind of figure out their goal. I come up with a routine for them. I immediately test their strength ability, just simply using their own body weight. I ask them about their past experience, and then I take them through a simple routine to start, just so I can get an idea of where their strength is and they can as well. And then we can progress from there. I'll give them easy movements that they can do on their own, and also some harder movements that they'll need some guidance with. But the point really from a personal training standpoint is just to make sure they're using proper form, there's no injuries being developed, everything is safe, and they're getting a workout while they're doing it.
Okay. And by the way, I'm your host, Eddie F. on Radio, and our guest is Kyla Campetta, a personal trainer. And we're trying to help you folks get fit in 2014, so pay attention. I belong to a gym. Mm-hmm. I won't mention the name of the gym. And I want to talk a little bit about the machinery in the gyms, because a lot of people have never even seen the inside of a gym. And the equipment is designed to give you information.
Right.
Which I find is a motivator in and of itself. But tell us a little bit about the equipment you would find in a typical gym and what it's all
sure.
about.
You'll typically find machines that have a sticker on them. They show you exactly how to use them. They still can be used wrong, but for the most part, it's kind of self-explanatory. You know, there's a circuit training section in most gyms that will take you through your entire body. It'll touch each individual part on the machines.
So there's a specific machine for each body
correct,
part?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it should have a picture on it, and that body part will be highlighted, so you should be able to know. Or there should be someone in the facility that you can ask, and they will help you guide through the machines.
Yeah. So it's important for listeners to note that if you do join a gym, and there are some gyms that are very inexpensive, You won't be in a situation where you're totally befuddled. There are people there to help you, like Kyla.
Definitely.
And the machines have pictures and labels.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to figure out what to do with them. And the amount of weight that you use on these machines is adjustable.
It is.
So if you're first starting out, you could be at the 5-pound setting.
Right.
And then when you get big and strong, you could be at the 100-pound
right.
setting. How do you personally stay in shape? I'm just curious, what's your personal training regimen all about?
I do a mix of things. I do a lot of plyometrics, which is a jumping movement. It's a lot of strength combined with cardiovascular. So I'm kind of boosting my heart rate at the same time I'm building my muscle strength. I kind of do, you know, two movements in one. So you're hitting more than one muscle at a time is a much easier way to burn fat fast.
Where do you do that?
I work out at a gym now, and I also work out at my house, and I run outside. I do a lot of interval training, so I'll run 0.2 mile, and then I'll come back in and lift, and then run again, or sprints and fast movements.
Let's talk about the person who doesn't want to spend money in a gym. Maybe they want to go out and just start speed walking and then start running. Tell us about interval training, how it would apply to something like that.
Sure.
Explain it.
Well, I would first get a heart rate monitor. They're fairly inexpensive. You can wear a watch, put a strap around your chest, and that will give you your heart rate. So that would be the only machine you would need if you want to track your heart rate. And then you can do intervals outside. Sometimes, if you live in the city, you could walk to a red light and then sprint to the next red light. Walk to a red light, sprint to the next red light. It kind of gives your heart a shock. Which in advance makes it a little bit more sharper and faster. And also with that heart rate going up and down like that, it's going to be easier for you to cut some fat and burn calories because you're working so hard to come down from the sprint and then come back up to the sprint.
So if I want to start running,
mm-hmm.
I could, for example, go out and walk for 5 minutes and then run for 1 minute.
Absolutely.
And then walk for 5 minutes.
Yes.
And then run for 1 minute. And then when I get a little fitter,
mm-hmm.
I could walk for 4 minutes and run for 2 minutes.
Right, yes.
And then eventually walk for 3 minutes and run for 3 minutes.
Yes.
And then eventually I'm just running.
You're just
and
running.
Not walking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Da-da-da-da! You know,
perfect.
Folks, it's really easy to exercise on radio, isn't it?
It is.
I'm getting a workout just listening to this. Why do you think people join gyms and then, you know, don't show up? What's going on there? Do you know anything about sports psychology?
Yeah, I think it is definitely mental. You know, people think once they sign the paper and they pay the money, they belong to a gym. They can talk about mm-hmm. belonging to the gym. You know, but unfortunately, actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
You actually have to go to the gym. I think it's also around the holidays, it's easy for us to get distracted and make excuses. But the reality is, you know, the holidays aren't a surprise. We know they're coming, and there is a way around it to kind of make time and fit it in. And it doesn't take that long, so.
Well, here's what I want to leave listeners with. If you start exercising inside a gym, outside a gym, whatever you do, take it slowly. You'll make progress. You'll see the progress. You'll see yourself losing weight. You'll see yourself feeling better. You'll start getting more compliments. That will feed your ego, and you'll want to do more. But you have to get started. And unfortunately, this is only a 15-minute segment, so we're going to wrap it up now. But thanks to our guest, Kyla Campetta, a personal trainer. And you live here in Hudson, New York,
correct? I do, yes.
And this is your host, Ed Furtick, otherwise known as Eddie F on Radio. And we're going to be signing off now. And thanks very much for tuning in to Soul Train.